Here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jerry.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
Woohoo! We want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show and for following us on all social media. You can find us at Life's a Binge across all social media platforms. That's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook.com/Life's a Binge, Life's a Binge@gmail.com. You can call the voicemail number at 619-438-0532. 619-438-0532 to join the voicemail phone army, which we haven't had any of recently.
Oh, man.
But I think everyone's kind of booked up with the
Avengers and Game of Thrones
and all the, everything else we're talking about. Yeah. But let's go ahead and start the show, shall we? So take a big breath with us right now.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's
What is up, my dudes?
What do you got? Grape, watermelon, hinted water?
This is a yes.
Yes.
Watermelon.
There it is. That shout just gave it a little bit of water. A hint of a flavor.
This brand is actually pretty flavorful. Waterloo sparkling water.
I have not heard
of. Don't know, but it's real good. The black cherry one is quite tasty.
Right on.
Yes. What's up, gents?
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day indeed.
Right on.
I know a lot of moms, like brand new ones.
Yeah.
Like as of yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Yeah.
First Mother's Day. Welcome. Happy Mother's Day.
So they named their son Apollo.
Cool.
And yesterday is the 11th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know, Steve.
Apollo 11.
Yeah.
Right on.
Nice.
That's legit.
So we'll have to find this kid a NASA onesie now.
Vivian!
That's pretty good.
Isn't that...
good job, Steve.
Eddie Murphy's grandmother's name, like when he talked about his dad. Vivian!
Is it?
I don't remember his dad's ranting, and do you remember from?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, exactly. That flew straight over my head as well. There,
did
buddy.
You see Raw or
Deliverance? No, I did.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Do you remember? He, I don't know.
You're pulling an obscure joke.
Is that a joke? Just
if
so,
I
just
remember
like,
Raw better. I probably remember.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the case or not.
Yeah. Anybody do anything for Mother's Day?
I called my mom. Yeah.
I made my mom brunch. And then we had brunch, and then we hung out for brunch, and then we did his paint by thing for tonight. Made paintings.
How was that?
It was all right. Yeah. The instructor was not very good, but other than that, it was fun.
What do you mean?
It's supposed to be like a follow along to like do what I do and do it like this. Only this guy was like, and then you're going to do this. And then he like showed for like 0.5 seconds of what you're supposed to do and then proceeded to walk around the room. Yeah.
So
there's no real follow along. Right. My painting came out pretty good, I'd like to say.
So maybe he was a great teacher.
No, I'm just a real good painter.
I'm just good, okay? Call me Salvador Dali.
That's right. That's good. Right. Okay. Yeah, so anything else up with what's up? No?
I've been venue shopping.
Still? Again? Still. Back at it?
Back at it.
Yeah.
Not back at it.
You're just digging. You're just digging it in, aren't you? Just digging it in.
There's some cool spots to get hitched in San Diego.
Yes, there are.
Very cool.
A lot of them. What? Any new front on the hip front?
The front hip.
No. Other than, well, I mean, I think I mentioned last week I saw the doctor and so I go to my primary care guy to get it signed off next week or so or a week after that. Earliest will be at the end of June.
Why the delay? So, can't you just be like, yo, I met the guy, we're good, let's do it?
Well, it has to be at least 6 months removed from your last cortisone shot. is like a rule, apparently. And my last cortisone shots were December 26th.
I see.
Gotcha.
And so, I see. You got to wait till June 26th.
So at least, yeah. So the soonest it'll be is the end of June.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
Word.
So have you been to Axe Ventures?
No.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
The one in North Park?
Yes.
And what do you think?
I had fun.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, you're gonna do the music?
We're going to, yeah, we got the dude asked us to come play there.
Oh,
yeah. He came to the Blarney Stone.
That's cool.
Yes.
So anyway, so we have a gig there on the 6th of June on Thursday night, and then again later in the month on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's super fun.
So
super humbling.
So can you picture a band playing there?
There's plenty of room for it, yeah.
And okay.
Whether people will pay attention to you or not,
that I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, that's one of the things too.
And throwing axes.
Yeah, and they don't.
But,
yeah, they don't.
I mean, they only have so many lanes, and you can only have some people throwing an axe at one time. Mm-hmm. Definitely not more than one on any one lane. And most people that go there go like for parties. So
right.
They have like large groups, so there's always people standing around like looking for something else to do. So,
right.
Yeah.
I can see.
So we'll see. It'll be fun. And what's nice is it's like 6 to 9. Hey.
And it's in your neighborhood?
And it's in my neighborhood, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and it's funny, too. We've all, like, well, not we all. Me and Tony, my drummer, have not switched from hard alcohol to red wine.
Red wine.
So the red wine's been sweet. It's been a sweet thing. So yeah. We did that again last night, or Saturday night.
Nice.
Yeah, last night. So
I dig it.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Well, I guess that's it.
That's what's up. What's up?
Hi, Frank.
This just in.
What do you want?
This just in. This is the fastest we've gone through the introduction of this show in a long, long time.
You have a lot to pillow about.
Yeah.
I think we're all still shocked from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
All just watched it.
Very, very true.
Pretty much.
So I want to talk about this news. You sent it in the group chat, Rich. It was, what's it called? Loquisha? Did you watch the trailer for it?
It said removed by user when I went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just watched it yesterday.
Interesting.
No, tonight, when I first time I tried to watch it was tonight, and it wouldn't let me watch it.
Interesting.
So anyway,
I don't know if that's even.
Is it controversial?
I wasn't even sure that's real.
So it's not a real thing?
Looked pretty real, but again, most fan trailers or whatever look real.
Okay, so at least from the picture, it looks like somebody who pretends to be a black woman.
That's exactly right. He's a guy who has his like own little talk show thing where he gives good advice. Fraser Crane type guy. Only no one wants him to give advice. No one trusts him. Whatever. And they're looking to hire is like minorities or whatever.
Okay.
So then he does a phone-in show where he pretends to be a large black lady.
Okay.
And so it's just the guy's face, and he's like, "Now I'm gonna be Loquisha," and like basically as bad as I just did it. That's how he sounds pretending
he sounds
to be
a little
this lady.
Worse than you did.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
It's pretty horrendous.
Really? Okay.
And I'm watching it, and I'm like, is this real? Like,
maybe it's not.
But they had like the posters there.
Yeah.
The production value seems high enough.
Right.
That, like, this looks like a real movie.
Yeah.
See, I really want to see it now.
Mikey, can you find out if Loquisha is a real movie?
How is this happening in 2019?
I'm just looking at his link from PBS. So,
yeah.
I mean, well, it's PBS TW Image. So I don't know. Maybe it is.
So they did a story on PBS about it?
I don't know.
Or maybe somebody is just spoofing a PBS site. I'll keep looking.
Yeah, because there's no way it can be like brought to you by PBS.
No, for sure. Like, I'm just still like thinking. This is like Soul Man, but of 2019
exactly, but without the actual blackface.
But
there's a literal. It has a literal black guy in the trailer that tells the guy, "It's fine, dude. You're just playing a character." It's like, so he has an actual black friend telling him.
He's like the producer of the show. Yeah,
right. It's on the other side of the glass.
Like,
this is
keep going.
Yeah, go for it.
It has to have been a spoof. Like,
it
has
can't be
to
real.
Have been.
People if it's a spoof, they play it perfectly straight.
Well, maybe,
it doesn't let
interesting.
On.
People
that
are
so
listening to this going, "You guys are idiots. That was a fake trailer."
I hope so, because that means, like, kudos. That's a good thing.
Yesterday, Uprox has an article saying Twitter users are horrified by the trailer for Loquisha. So
that doesn't mean it's not fake. It could still be fake.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't. I don't know. They treat it like it's a real deal.
Because that wasn't, I mean, there was a,
wait, but I couldn't
there's
watch
an official
that and not say anything.
For it. Yeah.
The new, like,
that it can still be fake, even if there's a website.
The
like,
Prince of Bel Air, you know,
fake.
Like, you
yeah,
know, it's
yeah,
just like people thought that was real. And so.
Yeah, people like Tony in the Mesa.
And I'm sure lots of other folks, I'm guessing.
He's the only people I know.
He's the only one I know, too. It's like, that's a fan made trailer, you know that, right? Oh, dirt.
But I like that. I like if I get got, like, if I had been had, I'm like, right.
But I mean,
on.
They said it's straight up everything surrounding that. It's like, look at this fan made trailer. This is a fan made trailer.
Right.
This is a fan made trailer. Even like on the YouTube channel, this is a fan made trailer.
If it's not real, I mean, like, literally on the official website, there is a link to get tickets, and it takes you to a page where you can order tickets, a secure website.
So here's why I'm skeptical. One, I'm skeptical because I have to be, because just as a person,
yep,
right. I have to believe that no one would actually really try to do this now or at any time.
Right.
But I watched a short video. I don't know if it was on Vimeo. It might have been on YouTube from 2 years ago. And it was a guy in London who got a pretend restaurant to number one on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, I've heard that.
A restaurant
on
that did
NPR.
Not exist.
Yeah.
And he set up a fake restaurant in his backyard, got like friends to come over and dress it all up. And they cooked like pre-made meals, like warm-up meals, and like dressed them up a little bit with different seasonings. And people thought they were at, like, because they had, at, it got to a point where he had to like put up or shut up and show that this was a real place. So he had people show up in the fucking backyard.
And they took pictures.
And took pictures of the food. That
and
looked,
I heard that they made,
like,
stuff,
well, the presentation's not great, but it is delicious. And they're eating, like, you know, Hungry Man dinners and shit. So people will go to great lengths, in my point.
I mean,
will go to
is,
great lengths to make something fake
yeah.
and to fool people. So yeah. It could be fake.
It does have its own IMDb page. Again, could be faked.
I have my own IMDb page.
Because that's what I did. I went to IMDb. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. It shows a cast of 4 people.
No.
Top billed cast. The only people that have pictures are 4 people, and then everyone else is just the standard generic profile.
I don't know. On mine, I have pictures for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Nah, it might just be your interwebs.
Yeah, maybe.
Your phone webs.
That's crazy, though.
Well, that's just how
I can't believe you didn't get to see the...
I'm so bummed you didn't get to see the trailer.
I'm bummed, too. I would love...
I bet you can go to Luquisha.com and look at it there.
Yeah, but now that's in your search history forever.
I need to anonymize my search.
You proclaim to be a Lorcus.
He's going
to
get a phone call from the NAACP.
Brother Lawrence.
Brother Lawrence, I think we need to have a talk. Two large members of the Brotherhood come in, drag you out.
In 30 Rock, they talk about the black so-and-so, like the
oh, I forgot what the name of it was.
Yeah, like the, I want to say like a black,
it's like
Avengers,
a cabal,
but it's not,
of black celebrities who are like trying to maintain, like,
right, controlling everything. Yeah,
yeah.
Dang it!
I wish I remember.
All black, y'all.
Yeah, I had to.
Because my name is Luquisha.
Yeah, no, like,
that's,
kick it up a notch.
Yeah,
you got to really play the racism there.
Say what they say to me in auditions. I need you to sound a little more urban.
Urban it up, please.
Well, and even in the trailer, I'm like, okay, like, who is it? Like, who are you fooling? Like, at no point did I think this guy sounds like a large black woman.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I mean,
anyway.
I wonder if.
Because, like, there's a line in the trailer spoken by a black woman that says something along the lines of, like, Loquisha's really doing things to push forward the black woman agenda or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And and behind the microphone is a skinny, stupid white guy.
Yeah.
So it's like, if it's a real movie, it has to be a full-on, like, satire of everything,
right?
But it doesn't appear to be that way.
Okay,
in the
I could see it something along the line. Did you see? The one where he's the phone guy and he's use your white voice.
Black Klansman.
Nope. A lot. It's
ooh,
similar to
what
that.
What was it called?
Thanks
for calling.
Yeah.
Thanks for
did
calling.
You see that?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, okay.
Because, he's a telemarketer or something, right?
Yeah, but the it gets a little like being John Malkovich. Like, you have to there's a suspension of disbelief and like it takes. So I wonder if it's not like a, you know, like a,
nothing in the trailer made me think this,
like,
they were trying to do something
artsy
bigger than itself.
Yeah, no.
like bamboozled, you know.
Maybe they are.
See bamboozled.
Maybe they are. I don't know. But nothing, there was no indication of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Trailer.
So check out Loquisha, everyone.
Yeah, go or don't.
See that. The other one you sent was Judy.
Yeah.
Starring a Renee Zellweger.
It took me a minute to recognize her. And I was like, before they said Renee Zellweger,
I couldn't figure it out. There was one shot she turned around, and I was like, oh, that's Renee Zellweger. And then it said Renee
Zellweger. Right, that's what I figured.
But it took me that long in the trailer.
Right.
But it looks good.
Yeah.
Another biopic.
She has a hell of a story. Like,
or,
if it's the real story, then it'll be worth watching.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they show Wizard of Oz and stuff, but like she was doing stuff before that. But like, that's like the real start of the whole shebang.
Maybe part of the story will be when that dwarf got hung when they were filming Wizard of Oz.
Didn't happen. You're talking gibberish.
You remember hearing about that?
I've heard about it. Yeah.
I've seen it.
I remember watching it.
I've seen it.
And then I remember going,
legend.
Yeah.
I've seen the video.
We prefer Black Legend. That's what we call it.
Good job. Good job.
That was pretty quick. Well done, sir.
I remember watching that scene, looking for it. You know, in hindsight, I remember, dang it, you know, that there was this girl that I worked with, and I think she just wanted to get over to my house. She's like, I'll show you. We'll put it on, watch it.
And then you just actually put it on. You're like, show it to me now.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yep.
I don't see it.
But I remember
get out of my house.
It looked like a bird.
Yeah.
It looked like a bird.
It looks like a bird.
Yeah.
That's what everyone thinks. So. Yeah, it is.
But the whole idea was so spooky, like urban legends spooky.
Yeah.
I want to see. You know, like the whole idea that, oh, you know what? Actually, someone dies on screen. And they show it.
So
you know, you're
stupid.
Like, what?
Yeah.
But it scared the shit out of me.
Again, that's before the internet, too. Like, the way that
things,
you heard about things before the internet boggles my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I think we've talked about, like, the scream on Love Roller Coaster by the OJs. That was, like, the big urban legend growing up was, like, Roller Coaster, Love Roller Coaster, child. So the original one, not Chili Peppers. But in the song, it was, like, just on the street that, like, people were, like, this girl gets murdered in the studio when they're recording that song, and they capture her scream getting stabbed, and so you're listening to it and it's roller coaster. It's like scream.
There is a scream in
the
background.
It's terrifying.
Nobody got murdered in the studio.
Of course not. There's a song about a roller coaster where you screamed when you're riding a roller coaster,
but you still hear it.
We all believed it. We That's all fantastic. Believed it so bad, and it was like a. And I realized that it.
Did Tony start this?
It went no. If he did, congratulations, because it went. It was more than just Chicago. It was like coast
knows.
To coast. Yeah, it was one of those things that just travels, and people hear about it, like. You know.
Which is crazy.
8 people know, which means now it's information.
Yeah.
So,
before there any other news, I have one more thing we didn't get to talk about.
I have 2 more things.
Okay, do tell.
They're both funny.
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
Funny.
I'm stoked.
There are rumors abound about a 4th Matrix movie.
I've heard something about that, too.
With Keanu and everyone? Or
that we don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But with the Wachowski sisters. Yes.
Or, well,
no, Wachowskis.
Siblings?
Yeah. They're just the Wachowskis.
One brother,
now.
One sister.
No.
They're both?
No.
Oh, they both?
Shut up.
Uh-huh.
They're both women? Well,
no.
Sisters,
I did not see this.
I
thought it was only one.
Yeah.
Get up.
Weird. All right.
Man
okay.
In the chair.
Wachowski sisters. Yeah. Look it up. Find it. Fact check that live.
Fact check me.
I believe you, though. I'm like,
no,
okay.
I can't believe I didn't hear about that.
I hadn't heard about it either.
Weird.
I only heard about it yesterday. Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah. Matrix 4, huh? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
If it's continuation. Because, like, he gets reinserted back in at the end. He, like, gets sucked into the...
I was like, what happens?
Like, he dies. He sacrifices himself. And then at the very end, he's on the little floaty thing getting shoved back into the Matrix. So it's like, he can't be dead.
Huh.
So I don't know. But just watch the first one.
I'll have to...
Yes.
I just remember the second and third one didn't hit me. But the first one's fantastic.
Yeah, the first one's really good. Because
it makes me think about, like, other... Or, like, some of the great sci-fi that we've had in the past 10 years. And there's been some really good sci-fi movies in the past 10 years.
Yes.
I was like, what if we added, like, 2 or 3 more Arrivals or 2 or 3 more Annihilations or 2 or 3 more Blade Runners and just how much more watered down could they become?
Yeah.
No,
and I'm really glad
legit.
It's just – I know, and Blade Runner's a poor example because it's a sequel.
It's
but
real
still,
good.
It's fantastic.
I still haven't seen that.
Ah, it's good.
And I can watch that now. It's on. That's streaming right now.
Mm-hmm. 2049?
I'm pretty sure.
I think it might be on HBO, I think.
Yeah, or something. I swear I've seen it around.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it again.
Yes. Yeah, what was the other funny? They you confirmed?
Back in 2016, there was an announcement.
Both transitions.
Sex change, yeah. Shocker. The Wachowski brothers are now sisters.
There you go.
Crazy.
And
kudos Rich, man. He's on top.
In way more hilarious news, some poor group of children in some random theater somewhere in America, I forget exactly where it was, they all went into the theater thinking they were going to see a screening of Detective Pikachu. And we're treated to The Curse of LaLorna instead.
Oh,
now, shoot. Yeah, tell me what that is now.
It's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie.
Horror movie. Yeah.
Like monster. So based off of like a Hispanic horror legend.
Yeah. It steals and the premise of that is it steals and eats children.
Nice. Nice.
So I don't know how far it got into the actual movie.
But still.
But the previews are for like Annabelle and like a bunch of other horror. And like the preview for the Joker. Like stuff that was not age appropriate for children. Pikachu.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
But it was like I'm reading the article and their article has like live tweets from a guy who's like in the theater as it happens. It's like, you know, these previews don't seem quite right for Detective
Pikachu.
That's
hilarious. That's
like,
hilarious.
Guys, it's LaLorna. Oh no! I'm in a theater full of children.
That's fantastic.
Oh, somebody, please think like, of the children.
How does that happen?
Right.
Still
how
now?
Does that happen? How you push happen? A button, click.
Yeah.
It's surprised there's somebody even up there pushing buttons.
It's probably more centrally located. It's like someone like on a server farm, way far away.
Turn on 12.
Whoops.
Yeah.
It was a
wrong one.
Yep, you know who was pushing those buttons?
Well, yeah, because to rectify it, they couldn't just like you know switch it out in that theater. They had to. Move everyone out of that theater into another one.
Oh, wow.
To show them Detective Pikachu.
That's crazy.
It was Tyler Durden pushing those buttons on the server. He's up there. This is his new thing.
Putting dicks in there.
Putting Pikachus in horror
one
movies.
Slice of porn.
The only other bit of news that I want to chat about, because we didn't get to chat about it because it didn't. Because we're so on the ball here at Life's Binge that it took another few hours for them to realize that there was a Starbucks cup sitting on the feast scene of the previous episode of Game of Thrones.
I didn't notice it.
No, of course I didn't until some loser on the internet's like, look at the coffee cup! Ah! And then
Game
the whole world
is now!
Lost its freaking mind because there was a friggin' coffee cup on the set. They're like, you ruined the whole show. I'm like, shut up. It's a cup. It's a tiny continuity error.
But the memes that came out of that were solid gold.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course they were. But
like a photo
just...
of like Tom Holland in like Spider-Man gear carrying a Starbucks cup. It's like, it was me. It was real funny.
That's funny. Great. Just the fact that... Okay, so we all watched the episode. And then... We recorded this show immediately afterwards, and then I went back inside, and as I'm like loading up Facebook to put the episode on there, all I see
that was pretty much me.
Is
when we got
coffee
home
cup,
that
coffee
night,
cup.
I was like, oh boy.
I'm like, how quickly? Well. And apparently they have since gone back and edited it out.
Yep.
Oh no! I wanted to see the coffee cup. I never did see it.
I took a picture.
Did you see a picture of it?
Yeah, I saw a picture.
Yeah,
but that's not the same. Okay. I wanted to see.
It's
it
on screen for all of 0.5 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a tracking shot from John to Danny, and then like it cuts away right there. But
and part of me is kind
of
like, for the whoever did see it, I'm like, what are you looking at?
Right?
Like, how do you even notice
that?
Acting happening on stage?
How did you notice that?
How are you not reading the faces of the characters?
But to that, also to that exact point, how did there's so many people that has to get by for them to not notice it?
Right.
Like I could understand.
Right?
I could understand if every single viewer did not notice that.
Right. But all the editors, right?
The actors on set, like the editors, the people shooting it, the people pre-lighting and light. Like, how does none of those humans notice it?
I'm
know
sure
who's
they
you know
did.
Who's editing. Tyler
Drew. I'm sure somebody obviously somebody did notice it because it's only in that one little thing.
Yeah.
But like it was obviously they're like, and then they probably called cut, and then they're like, okay,
they go,
take a breath. Oh, gotta move that. And then they moved, and then in all the other takes it wasn't there.
Yeah.
But just that one take happened to be the good one, and so they're like, put it in, whatever, fuck it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just crazy.
I could even see like someone on set going, "Oops," and like, and it was on there like while they were doing it, and then took it off, and then just why we keep doing it. But they the best take was
do
that happened to be with the
and
best
lighting, and nobody noticed that the cup was there. Yeah. I bet nobody noticed because they're not looking for that stuff.
I'm not looking for it. Like,
Nor was I.
So.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I would never have known if the internet hadn't told me.
I just thought that it was insane how quickly it came out, and then how quickly people. Swore off the show. They're like, it's just taking me out of it. I can't believe it. I'm like, What bye. Are you talking about?
Then bye.
I thought that other thing, the one that the guy posted in that spoiler group where he took out the actual interview dialogue and it was Jimmy Kimmel and the two creators, writers.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Dude, that was funny. I was laughing so hard at that. Unfortunately, there's no audio, otherwise I'd play it for you. But maybe I'll share it on the Instagram or something. It was really funny.
The Instagram.
Any other news?
Nope.
All right.
And that's the way it was.
Well, with that, we don't have a movie review again. I think Maddie's waiting until Game of Thrones is over because he doesn't want to compete with that. But we do have them in the works, he has so told us. Okay. So we do have those coming. Yeah. And if you want to leave a voicemail, you can do that. That would be also right at this point. 619-438-0532. Call Loquisha if you want. yes, I know that was Miss Cleo, not Loquisha, but the modern times.
You know,
times they are
speaking
changing.
Of which, there's that.
Miss Cleo?
No, speaking of. Tangent train. Maybe Loquisha's take on it, you know. A big black woman's take on Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Leslie Jones does it every week. I don't know if you ever see that.
No.
I have seen that.
It's pretty funny.
And it's the funniest thing that she's ever been for me.
Or is she just does
it? It says it herself. It's her own,
like she has it on her Twitter.
Yeah, but she's been doing it, I think, for a while.
Yeah.
Like every
live tweeting episode or something?
Live reacting to it.
Yeah.
Like she has a video.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so that's worth checking out.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Or the ones that I have seen have been pretty funny.
I love Leslie Jones.
Yeah, she's
except on
Brienne,
SNL, I don't think she's
fuck
that
him. Yeah. Fuck him, Brienne. He's going to go and do this? Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah,
that's good times. Well, with that, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
It never gets old, guys. Hearing the epic Game of Thrones theme song.
Beatboxing.
You need to make a video to go with this.
It doesn't sound like that.
With like,
start it.
Where it's made out of like matchboxes and
cardboard. You tell me that's beatbox right there. If you like loop that beginning over and over.
I don't know if I'd say it's beatbox.
You can rap on it. You can rap on it.
It's definitely something.
You can rap on that.
So before I guess we really fully get into that, I'll hit this one. Sorry, I didn't fix it yet.
So what you watching?
What you watching?
Anybody watch anything else other than Game of Thrones?
Yes. I watched the 25th anniversary for Def Comedy Jam.
Oh, yeah?
On Netflix. Nice. And it was real fucking funny.
Nice.
Actually, well, I'm rewind that a little bit.
Sure.
The show itself was fine, but some of the comics were like good and others were amazing. Like Dave Chappelle just kind of went off. I think he was a little high and a little bit drunk. And he sort of went off into like Chappelle zone and stopped reading the teleprompter, and it was solid gold.
That's fantastic.
Funny.
Now, was it featuring so like old clips of like comedy over the years?
Yeah, so they had clips from the show, comics, but they had
you?
A lot of the comics who were still there, who were still alive. They had them come up and like host it and talk about how, hey, it was really great to have this platform because when you were a black comic in the 90s, it was pretty hard to get on TV. Mm-hmm. And then Russell Simmons says, I want to fix that. And he made a deal with HBO, and then Def Comedy Jam was born, and all the people in that room became millionaires because of one guy's idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Which
on.
Is pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you posted that Bernie Mac clip.
Yeah.
So that inspired you to
think about that? That's inspired, because they didn't play the whole thing, but they played a good part of it. Uh-huh. And
you don't understand.
I remember seeing that because I was staying up late at night watching Def Comedy Jam when I was not supposed to be.
Right?
I was definitely not supposed to be watching that. And Bernie comes on, and I remember how old I was even at the time. I died. It was so funny.
He was,
and it's still so funny.
Extraordinarily naturally just like funny.
He could just command the room.
Yeah, he just emanated yeah. humor.
You don't understand.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Ah, it kills me.
And it, so you saw that, because the first thing I think of is the Prince song, because it's on the beginning of that Prince song.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's the clip that's in the, I was thinking it was like an Ice Cube song.
Right.
And then I was like, what song is that? It's Prince. Great song.
Yeah, that's good. Definitely worth a watch. It's got, you know, all the heavy hitters. Either if they don't make an appearance on stage, they make an appearance via video. Like
Chris Rock. Before he fixes
DL
teeth.
Hughley. I don't know. I know he did that. Afterwards, maybe?
Well, because I remember, like, if you ever saw I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka, he has a bit part in that, and his teeth are kind of jacked up.
Huh.
He fixes teeth.
I don't remember that.
He fixed everything. I mean.
Wouldn't you? When you have all the money in the world?
Dude,
yes,
I would fix
please,
my knee.
Please fix.
I fix my hip.
I already got my teeth.
I already got nice shoes. I already got a nice car. What am I going to do? Yeah. Work on my face.
I'll get some good teeth.
Heck yeah. Oh, my God. I'll get some more hair.
Can you replace all of these with fake good ones, please? Yeah. Thank you. That won't deteriorate for no reason. Yeah.
Yeah, and he also,
poor design.
It's amazing, too, because Chris Rock, it's really impressive to see. Because he also sort of had maybe it was his teeth, but he sort of had a speech impediment, sort of, the way he talked when he was younger. He didn't have command, it didn't seem like. And then as the years went on, he certainly did, like he does. But if you ever get a chance to watch some old Chris Rock, a good example is
like
just
pre-SNL?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so a good example is I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. He's got a little part in that.
Or Boomerang. Was that pre-SNL? That was after SNL.
Yeah.
That was after SNL.
I don't remember that movie. Maybe I didn't see it.
I don't know.
That's Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy. Arsenio
Hall.
Robin Givens.
But
Eartha Kitt.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah. Def Jam 25. Funny.
We didn't really watch anything that I can remember. We've been watching a lot of True Blood.
Oh, yeah.
Samantha's rewatching that, so I've been watching that.
Good,
as it's
because
on.
You know we're going to get Carrie Preston on here sooner or later.
True that.
So
yeah.
She'll...
I have beef. I don't have beef with True Blood. I have beef with...
The last episode.
This, here's no one of the one, one of the here's the weird hang-up I have about movies and TV. I can't get past stupid names.
So, Sookie... You
that
just
is a stupid fucking
Sookie. Sookie.
Such a stupid name.
Only when Bill Sookie says
kinda
it.
Like
Sookie.
That, what's the other one?
Sookie.
Like an era... Arrow, Felicity Smoke. Get out of here. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
So
I get that. Did you I watch all of 1.2 seconds of True Blood? Because they say Sookie like every freaking
no,
seconds.
I watched like a preview of it. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm not watching that stupid shit.
I enjoyed it.
I heard the show was good.
I enjoyed it for a few years.
Yeah,
and then
that's my weird TV.
It falls off the rails.
Now you know what my weird
hangout
is.
Pretty quick, yeah.
But
it falls off the rails.
Oh yeah, I think it's got 6 seasons, maybe 7.
It goes on for a little while,
and it's too many. Oh. It should have stopped. It's like one of those like you should have hit 5 and been like, we're good.
Right.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
So you all are quite aware of my Seth Rogen
hatred.
Hatred.
Yeah.
You
know,
yes.
No, that's the appropriate
good
word.
Good word. Good word for him. Okay.
That's appropriate
so,
word.
So I've been like, all right, maybe you know, because you guys were like. You need to get rid of that. Just right. You need to lose that. So I'm like, all right. You know. So there was a TV show that's an interview show that comes on the AT&T channel, 114. I forget what the interview is called, but it's this dude, Sam Jones or something.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
He has a podcast.
It's a black and white. Black and white interviews with people. Mm-hmm. And so he's on there.
It's like
and
long
like,
form, 2 hours, something like that.
Yeah. And so I'm flipping through, and like he's on that show. And he's talking for a little while. And, you know, and so mainly because I'm like, fuck this guy. So I'm like, mainly because of that, I'm like, all right, let's watch a little bit of it.
Give him a shot.
And so he's talking for a little while, and he's just grating on me. Like, and anyway, says, and some people didn't like Observe and Report, but I thought it was good. And so I'm going to watch this movie. So I put on Observe and Report since it was on HBO right now. And the cat, Michael Pena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, he's always.
But fuck Seth Rogen, dude. I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole. Has anyone seen this movie?
No.
No.
I have not seen it, no.
He's a security guard at a mall.
Yeah, because it came out at the same time as Paul Bart.
Yeah, right around the same time.
It's
not that I saw that either.
I was going to say, I can't imagine. I didn't see that one either. Yeah. But it's dumb. It's dumber than you would think, I think. And I'm just like, so anyway, still like, oh, fuck Seth Rogen. So I won't be seeing that new Seth Rogen movie anytime soon.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Even though Mikey says it's real good, one of the funniest movies he's seen in a long time.
Yep. Even though. All right. So, but
fair
what
enough.
Did you like Seth Rogen's, he's so likable in this movie?
Oh, I think he does a good job in this movie. I think the movie's pretty funny,
I think
but
he does
then
a good
again,
job in most things.
I know. Yeah, I was about to say I'm kind of a Seth Rogen fan.
I like Observe and Report.
I see where BJ's coming from. I do.
No,
there are some times where you're watching him on screen and you're like, he goes,
yeah,
okay,
and,
Seth.
And a lot of times it's just like the humor is
lowbrow.
It's base humor that's just like, come on, man. Huh. You know, and I feel sometimes like a snob.
I'm cool with. Well done, lowbrow humor. Which sounds even snobbier than just not liking lowbrow humor, probably.
Okay, so I gotta say, like Pineapple Express, you know, it's sort of lowbrow in a lot of its humor, but it was funny.
But it's really well done.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah. But this is just like okay. So an example, like the storyline is there's this flasher who is terrorizing the mall that they work at.
Sure,
you know, and so. Seth Rogen is the head of security at the mall, and he has these guys who work underneath him, and Michael Pena is one of them. And so he's – at the beginning of this movie, this flash is running out. And he's like, ha-ha, eat my dick. And it's like
– yeah.
Oh, dude.
So it reminds me of the difference between – because I tortured myself a few months ago, and I watched the sequel to Waiting.
There's a sequel to Waiting?
I did not know. I was scrolling through, and I'm like, this looks like the poster for Waiting. Oh,
is it called Waiting 2?
I don't remember what it was called.
Waiting.
Really
you
again?
Know what?
Look
I can
still. Oh, I bet it's called Still Waiting.
Still
That's
waiting.
My vote.
No, because it's different. So it's different characters.
I think you're right.
But it's like, so Waiting was funny.
Yeah. And it's lowbrow.
And it's lowbrow.
Yeah, but
it's
lowbrow. I agree.
Decidedly
but it's
lowbrow.
Funny. It's
but
definitely
it's well done.
Funny. Yes.
Yeah. The second one is exactly as lowbrow, but it's just so poorly, haphazardly. Here's a boom
joke.
Oh, my joke. God. Here's
You're
a
totally
joke.
Right.
It's called Still Waiting.
It's Still Waiting.
Boom, sucker.
I seen an ad for it. I was like, no,
there you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so, and yeah, it just
I'm with then you're with me. I'm with
and
you.
I force myself to because I'm also try to not do that thing where I watch 5 minutes of something and say, nope, fuck
yeah,
this.
It's
like,
nope.
No, I'm gonna go all the way to the end so I can be justified in my hatred
right,
of this.
Right.
And I won't get that time back, but man, that movie's terrible. But and that's the difference between well done, lowbrow, and poorly done, half assed. And that's what it is.
Right.
I don't like it when it's half assed. Like you can't just throw out a fart joke and be like, oh, it's funny.
Right.
He farted.
If it's a well timed fart joke and it's like,
yeah, and then
context,
get mad. Yeah. Get mad at the
it's
audience.
Hilarious.
Farts are
then
funny.
It's hilarious.
What's wrong with you?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, then it's hilarious. I haven't watched it, but I really am interested, especially with all the hype that it's getting. The I don't know what it's called. Linda Cardellini and Christina Applegate,
dead to me.
Yeah,
oh, I've heard a lot of
real
about
excited
that,
about
so
that.
I'm gonna watch that for sure.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? And also speaking of, I do have something else I watch, but stuff that I want to watch.
Prince
maybe,
tribute. You should have mentioned that during What's Up, probably.
That was a lot of fun. We went to the symphony.
Right.
Forget to mention that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's symphony featuring Prince.
I just remembered
music.
That's why I said that.
and it was really cool. And if it comes to your town and you're a Prince fan, it's a nice night.
It's a win.
Do they just play symphony music underneath his actual recordings, or is it
symphonic structure? Yeah, of the songs.
Nice.
That's cool.
Plus, with like they have a bass and a guitar and a keyboard and a drummer and a lead violin player.
But it's his vocals on it, or
no,
what? No vocals?
Most of them are no vocals, but they do have a guy come out,
okay.
A guy and a girl come out and do some vocals.
Sure.
And the dude is really good.
Yeah.
Just a very good, it was a really good gig for him. His
nice.
Voice was really good for it. He had really good presence, but he wasn't trying to be, look at me,
I'm not
I'm
trying
Prince.
To be Prince, right.
He was just like, hey, we're
I can
here
sing
to,
the songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he did it really well, and the girl did it really well.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Right
so,
on.
Sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying what you actually had watched something else.
No. Yes. I thought there was something else I was going to say, but that's okay. I talk a lot.
no.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. The What We Do in the Shadows on FX.
Oh.
Oh, is that good?
It's great.
That's good.
I cannot wait to watch
all of them. I was a little worried.
It's
a little worried.
Yeah, so was I. So was I. And like the spirit of the movie...
Mm-hmm.
Does it complete service like
cool.
to it, and so it's you know there's none of the same cast.
Yeah, yeah.
Jermaine Clement's not in it.
Do you need to see the movie before you see the show?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And but both of them are in the same mockumentary.
Yep. Yeah, they're both the same style.
Because I was trying to I haven't seen either of them, but people keep recommending it, and I told Samantha, I was like, we need to watch What You Do in the Shadows. And she's like, what is it? And I was like, it's a like vampire mockumentary. She's like, what does that mean? I'm like, think The Office, but with vampires. And she's like, okay, just trying to get the style out of
and
it.
Now,
yeah.
And now, has she watched any of Flight of the Conchords?
No.
Have you?
Nope.
I don't think you need
a couple
to watch.
Here and there.
You don't but I think a lot of the humor is kind of the similar. You saw the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like some of the humor is kind of similar. I don't know. Actually, it's kind of similar to The Office, too. Like the humor is like, if you like The Office, I think you'll get a kick out of this.
Yeah.
Because there's vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's just that style. The style is definitely its Office style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but the show, I'm telling you, I'm tickled to death.
Is it only on FX?
Right on.
Right now, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's not on Hulu or anything?
No. FX is notoriously stingy about their shows
and
products.
Yes, they are.
That will change.
They sure are. Yeah.
So, oh, do they gel? Oh, now they're Disney.
Oh, no.
Aren't
are they?
They're Fox. Yeah. FX is Fox.
FX is Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so now they're going to be...
It's like their off-branch, like, adult cable entertainment?
Exactly.
Yep.
Huh.
Exactly.
Nice. Now they're in the mouse's house.
That's right.
God,
damn
I hate
right.
That. I hate it anyway. But anyway, maybe it'll be on Disney Plus, which inevitably I'll have because it'll be the only thing available after I envelop everything else and suck everything else up.
We are the alpha.
We own everything.
We own the vertical. We own the horizontal. Do not adjust your television set.
Oh, I know I've seen the. Or is it. Oh, maybe this is the video, but I've seen it. I don't have access to FX, but. It might be on Prime, Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, really?
Well, sometimes they have they have agreements with different channels. I just don't
maybe
remember
the video
one,
is, but they wouldn't be showing the live show, would
no,
they?
No.
Well, the movie might be.
Yeah.
The movie's somewhere because I watched it.
The movie's definitely on Amazon Prime.
What season are they on?
Just one, I believe.
Just the first
season.
One?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it had been out for a while.
Because I've seen it.
The show?
The TV show.
Yeah. Or I've seen parts of it.
I thought maybe it's been you can look it up for a couple of episodes.
You have the power.
So while he's pulling that up, anybody else watch anything else before we talk about this latest?
Nothing new. We started on the sequel series for Avatar: The Last Airbender, which is Avatar: The Legend of Korra, which is not as good, but good in its own right. We're in season 3 of that now.
Nice.
Very entertaining. It just isn't hit the same beats as well. Like, the initial series has the benefit of being a kid's show, but still being very adult, but still having, like, messages and important things, like, you know, friendship's important and knowing yourself is important, things like that, but without being really heavy-handed about it, like, everything's delivered just smoothly and artfully and really well. And the second series tries to do that, but falls a little
short. But not as good, yeah.
Falls a little short.
As most sequel things as happen to be, yes.
But in other respects, it's a little bit better because it's aged up with the audience, much in the same way that, like, your Harry Potter,
right?
Did, like, the same amount of time frame.
Yes,
now
yes,
everything's
yes.
Where it was geared toward 10 and 12 year olds. Now it's geared to like 17, 18 year olds, and it's a little more adult in a lot of ways. And
BJ, did you ever watch
still
Harry
good,
Potter?
But different.
Did you ever get around
Harry
to
Potter's?
It? Yeah,
I've watched all the Harry Potter's.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought for some reason it was you that said you refused to watch them.
All the Potter's.
No,
no.
I mean, that does sound like BJ.
I refuse. I hate that. What's his name? The main guy.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Do you know that
no,
Seth?
No, he's super likable.
You know Seth Rogen wrote Harry Potter.
Did I? I knew it sounded kind of base.
I don't know enough about Harry Potter to dispute that. But
dude, that script is so basic. Lowest common denominator.
Lowbrow Harry Potter.
So. Dumbledore and his dick jokes.
That's right. So, did you find it?
It's showing places where you can watch it. Would be, let's see. Number one is Sling TV. Hulu.
But
there,
you don't
TV.
Know how many episodes or what season it is.
I think all of these are like live TV alternatives, like Fubo.
Boo.
Fubu.
F all them.
That's what I'm on a Fubu free trial right now.
FUBO.
To watch the.
Wait, it's not
Fubo.
Really, it's not
I'm
really
sorry,
Fubu.
It's not Fubu. Sorry, it's Fubo. But how many freaking things are there?
I wish it was.
A million.
Like, I know, because I say Fubo or Fubu. I'm like, oh, it's not Fubu. That's dumb. Of course
it is
not.
Now.
For yeah. us, by us.
Yeah. But yeah, Fubo TV. Because I can watch the Padres on it. Mm-hmm. And so I got it. I got the free trial because
how are those Padres
Anthony
doing?
Had his had that
pretty
special.
Good.
They're doing good.
Yeah.
But Anthony had a special on the on the thing.
Which I watched.
Did you watch it on the show or on you have YouTube. I mean,
not anymore. My mother-in-law has a cable subscription, so I just downloaded Fox Sports. No, I downloaded
Yoink.
Fox Sports app or Fox Sports Go from my Roku and watched everything on there. So
nice.
I watched the Padre games, I watched that,
because
I have Fox Sports San Diego.
Nothing. What she has like Cox cable?
She has AT&T UVerse.
And pays for that channel.
I believe so.
She must.
I guess. Because I get access to her and plug it in her email. Address.
Otherwise, we're double stealing.
I was going to say, you know, usually you can use several of those things. As I've been like looking for a Padre solution this whole time, I've been going week by week. And I'm thinking Sling TV, that was my next one, was going to like see if I can
start
another week.
Trial.
Yeah, another week or a couple weeks. I'm like, do
it's
that.
Too many things.
Yeah, there are way too many.
But
things.
I don't want to pay sick. I mean, it's Fubo is going to be like $60 a month.
God.
Yeah, and I'm not going to pay that.
That's cable.
That's cable.
And $40 bucks.
It's cable.
$40 is a lot, and I don't want to pay $40 just basically just to watch the Padres.
Exactly.
But. Boo earns.
Boo earns indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones time.
Yep.
Throne.
I'll hit the button. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to hit the button. You guys hate it.
I don't hate
hit it.
Hit
it.
So you think me going is beatboxing?
Only the beginning.
Not even that is beatboxing.
Just the beginning.
It's not like a.
Yeah, that's beatboxing.
That's like a beatbox sound. That's not this.
That's the sound a kid makes when he's playing G.I. Joe's.
Right.
And one bass gets exploded.
When you're really, really beatboxing deep and you're trying to create a particular sound, like that's one of them.
If I was beatboxing, I wouldn't be like.
That You would think that, but then once you mixed it all up, it would be fat. Yeah.
P-H-A-T.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I got you.
So what do we think of the penultimate episode of Game of Thrones? Things did not happen the way that I thought they would happen.
What were you thinking was going to happen?
I thought they weren't going to go full Mad Queen Dany. And they did. They went full Mad Queen Dany. I didn't think it was going to be as extreme as it was.
I thought there would have been a point of restraint.
Yeah.
Like and, father, like daughter.
Like father worse. Or like worse.
Yeah.
She leveled everything, dude. Yeah.
What did her dad did the same thing, I thought.
No, he was just burning people alive and saying people were crazy. And
she fucking destroyed the fucking
city. He burned
city.
People alive. He had wildfire, and like he would send somebody in, and he'd be like, you're guilty of whatever it is. Yeah. Burn them alive, burn and he'd light them on fire.
He didn't do a whole bunch of innocent citizens.
Got
I thought
mass.
He did.
I mean, it was his idea to put wildfire all around the city and then ignite it, much like Cersei ended up doing. Yeah. But
speaking of which, a little sidetracked there, but within the context of the show.
Oh yeah,
all those like green flashes kept happening through the thing.
There's just pockets of wildfire sitting around.
Yeah, but because
it was a cool touch.
Throwing that in, it certainly made you think Cersei's blowing them all up too. Like
that's what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah, like oh, they're all in here now.
It was all a dream.
I just couldn't. The very beginning of the episode, or not, I don't even think it was the very beginning. When Dany's like flying in and she's going to take out the Iron Fleet and they all have the scorpions on there with the bolts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, much like you were saying, Rich, in the last episode, where, okay, they took three shots and took out a dragon in three shots.
Yep.
This time they have all of the freaking scorpions in the world they shot one shot at her.
Yeah.
One shot. I'm like, how come there's not? I literally said out loud, how come there's not 400 bolts flying at her right now? They shot one thing at her, and she's took everyone out.
She used her speed.
I get and supersonic she came out of the sun, so
yeah, he was fast as fuck his episode.
And she was flying straight through the sun, which is why she came at dawn, because that made sense too. But I was still like, they're not shooting. Just shoot blind if you
shoot
like
something.
Just shoot your fucking
it's
super
shoot
gun.
Or have napalm. Make a choice.
I gotta say that was badass though. Her like just wrecking the fleet.
Oh
was
yeah,
bad.
Instantaneously,
so
blew up scorpion.
I'm gonna go back to the Mad Queen point. And because I had a hard time putting my because at the end of the episode, I had a feeling of I did not like this episode.
Oh, yes. Really?
I was trying to put my finger on exactly why. And the more I thought about it, the more I'm like half and half. Like there are parts of this episode I really love.
Yes.
And there are parts of the episodes I really don't love.
Sure.
And to your point about her, now she's the Mad Queen, it feels just like Anakin killing younglings.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so conflicted. What should I do? Oh, let's just murder everybody. Fuck it.
Right.
Like, it feels so fast for that big of a decision.
Well,
it feels really fast to me.
And I just...
Well, I don't know. Because she feels it kind of slipping away from her. Like her grip on the throne and her kind of like being the chosen one. At least that's how they were painting her and how she felt.
Yes.
And everyone was telling her this. Yeah. You'll be the one. You're going to be the savior of the Seven Kingdoms.
Of the people. You're the queen of the people.
Yeah.
And then instead you just murdered all the people.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
like she has this brief moment with John where it's like, well, if I, and she's like, she's sort of putting the, like all of Westeros on him.
Yeah.
Like if you can love me in this moment, then I'll come back. But he's like, I feel weird about this still.
Yeah.
She's like,
you're my aunt.
And she goes, all right, I guess it's fear then. And I'm like, so because John wouldn't bone you right now, you're going to go murder King's Landing. And it's hard for me to swallow.
Well,
it really is. And
I don't know if it was just that.
And I have more.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. And because the show is showing us that people don't change.
Upsetting.
And with
it
Jamie,
is upsetting.
Jamie
as well.
I feel like they ruined Jamie.
The point
Lannister.
They're making is people don't change. And it's like you've teased for so long that there's nuance in these characters and there's nuance in their choices and there's nuance in their decisions. But instead, it's not. They are. We are who they thought they were.
Right.
Like, that's exactly who thought they were. Fire. She's been saying fire and blood. Fire and blood. Fire and blood. Here's your fire and blood.
I was.
I'm like, Wow.
More upset by the Jamie Lannister thing.
I was way more upset by, yeah, way more.
That pissed me off. Way more put off. Royal. First of all, like, because I was, you couldn't really tell what was going to happen when he left Brienne last episode. Yeah. And like, okay, he's just being a douche. And like, I thought maybe he's going there to kill her. Right. Like, we didn't know. No, he's going there to freaking save her life and like be with her. And I'm like, you just took away one of the best character arcs that you had in your show.
All this buildup, seasons long buildup to him, like
of good character arc.
To his come to Jesus.
Right.
Right.
Nah, fuck it. She's hot.
Yeah, she's my sister. She's my sister. It's always been her.
You don't understand. Yeah.
You guys don't understand.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, the Sandor and Mountain fight, I thought was bomb diggity.
That's about what you would have expected.
A good character arc to where you finally, like, you know that what Sandor has been all about the whole time is just trying to get really revenge on his brother for fucking him up when he was a kid. Like, this that's his whole thing that he's always wanted.
And then he keeps Arya from following him. He's like, don't turn into me. Nothing good happens to me after this. You realize that, right? Like, don't be like this.
Don't turn into me.
He's already hit. Yeah.
So that was, yeah, that was really
and so
satisfying.
Watching them work that character arc from being just a great, I mean, he was never really even a bad guy. He was just with Joffrey at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you just see him like actually trying to be a good guy throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
Weren't you thinking like before they fight and she walks right by him, like, just slap her head off. She's right there. Just like, just before you go fight your brother.
And what I was thinking about was that Qyburn just got murdered.
Yeah, just straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with Varys. So I was like, dang.
I order you to
bang.
Oh, no. He's
dead. His ending was quick and
Qyburn just got his head smashed by the mountain. Dude, the mountain has a very clear MO with killing people.
Yeah.
Smash heads, poke out eyes. Just like, what is his deal with that? But and there was a lot of really beautiful shots in this episode.
Oh,
like cinematography in this episode was on point.
I have two favorites.
Yeah.
Well,
I bet you we all have one in the comment.
Is Drogon coming out of the shadows to burn?
Oh, that was dope.
That was dope. That was really cool.
That was super.
But when she said Dracarys and he didn't do it right away, I was like, "What's gonna happen?" Is Varys secretly fire? I was like, "Oh, no, he's dead."
No, he's dead.
I thought, that was well done because in that moment you thought maybe she had changed, like she had said. You know, I thought that she was going to show him mercy, like for at least for maybe a moment.
Nope.
At least that delay made me think that for as long as they were delaying it.
Because it was weird that she said Dracarys and he didn't just blow fire.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Space.
Yeah. He's like, all right, watch this. Hold on. Yeah. I got to do a little dance first.
Yeah, watch me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to savor this.
Watch
Ooh,
me.
Ooh, watch this. I'm going to really let
watch
him have
me. Watch me.
Ooh. okay, another cinematography moment. You really
It's the very last shot of Arya riding out
on
the
horse.
Pale horse,
the white horse,
and I beheld the pale horse, and upon him sat death.
Yes,
yeah. And hell's coming with me.
That was badass.
I thought for sure that the shot that we were all going to agree on was the Clegane brothers on the stairs with everything crumbling behind them and the dragon breathing fire behind them.
Anytime the dragon kind of flew over in the background was like,
it looked awesome.
Damn.
And you know,
it looked really
and the mountain is so awesome looking. He's just
now
so
I know why John
enormous.
Didn't pet ghosts.
Yeah.
They spent all the money on this.
right.
Well, and
that's
like,
all we can afford for them.
And just the way that so many of the shots, dude, were so good.
Yeah.
Like when Arya wakes up and she's all beat to shit, covered in dust and ash and everything, and she's got the blood streaks on her face. I'm like, damn, she's so badass looking. Yeah. Like, holy shit.
Well, the first shot, it made it look like her neck was her throat was cut. And so you're like, what? No. And then you're like, no. And then after they're holding it for a little while, you're like, oh, she's going to wake up.
Double psych.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not going out like that.
No. I thought she almost got taken out a couple times. I was like, no, not like this.
Yeah.
But at this point, like, that's just how it's happening.
Yeah.
Like, Varys, I was like, you made it all the way through this fucking show just to be like, Jon's the rightful king. Oh, yeah, that's the end of you, huh? Okay, of all the secrets, of all the things you could have told everyone, is that's it, yeah. And now you're toast.
He, you know, he was, that was one of my favorite characters.
Varys, the master of whispers, publicly committed treason.
Yes. Right. Did he get his letters? Did he send his letters off? Did he send them off? Do we know?
So there's like a pile of them on the table, and then time passes. He burned one of them.
Okay. But I'm sure he had to have sent it all, sent something off somewhere.
I think so.
I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. I really liked, much after what you were saying, when Sandor finally like just spears him through the wall and they're falling down in the fire. I was like, how fitting is that for the Hound to die in the fire? I was like, that's wonderful with his brother.
Yeah.
He just murders that asshole in the flames, like, perfect.
Or does he, though? Yeah. I mean, it's,
He's only like a zombie so far.
Pretty
I guess that's how you kill him. I guess that's how you kill
he's
him.
He's only
a
zombie
him.
So far.
Pretty dead.
How do you kill that which has no life?
I guess,
turn into dust.
I hated how Jamie went out, assuming they're dead.
Yeah. I booed audibly.
I don't like that it's...
I booed audibly. I think they're dead.
They have to be.
They have to be dead.
Then everything collapsed on top
and
of
if they're not dead, I'll be even more mad.
Yes.
But even if they're dead, I'm going to be kind of mad because it's like, come on, you got to be more... You got to be more... final, you know.
Well, not only that, but that's how Cersei goes out. Like, one of the most hated characters in TV show history.
Yeah.
And she goes out with the person she loves.
But that's it.
Like,
Jared,
come on.
It was Daenerys the whole time!
I
bet all the people out there who named their daughter Khaleesi or Daenerys are pissed right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How could she?
We're going to call you Callie instead, okay?
Yeah. Let's legally change your name to Arya, shall we? or Sansa.
A lot of Dannys now.
They seem to be rushing a lot of things. And I'm like, I don't understand why they cut last season short and why they cut this season even shorter when it's like, sure, you're giving us 30 extra minutes per episode, but... You're wiping out all these character arcs, and you're rushing everything.
It doesn't feel like any of them are getting their due.
And no, right. And so when you said there's a couple things.
For Sandor Clegane.
When you said there's a couple things that it seems like, oh, fan service the show. It's like, sure, for things like Lyanna Mormont stabbing a giant, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if it's fan service the show, then Tyrion or Jaime would have lopped Cersei's head off.
Yeah.
But instead. They go out loving each other, like all happy dappy, like woohoo, yay! It's always been me. Don't pay attention to anything. It's just you.
Nah,
and
I
us.
Was wrong. Now it's fuck the fans.
I was like, fuck that noise, right? Race. And like,
well,
it
you know,
like now.
That's in a way. That's
but
true
now
because...
it's Dany versus what the Starks, Targaryen versus Stark.
I mean, Arya said she was going to King's Landing to kill the queen. She didn't say Cersei.
Yeah,
Lannister.
And who doesn't think that? That's what's. You know, as where that's headed is Arya killing Dany.
Dude, when she was standing there before the horse, before you see the horse,
yeah.
I was like, she's like looking around at everything. And I told Samantha, I was like, there's a new name at the top of her list.
Yeah. Like, some she's looking around. You can see her like, this is some bullshit right here.
Yeah.
I'm not okay.
And like
that horse like kind of stood out when they showed the dude on it at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I remember going, that's a really pretty
horse.
That's
a pretty horse.
That's a pretty horse. That's a good looking horse right there.
This is the moments where I feel like it's too rushed. In the earlier seasons, they would have shown travel time or something. And they veered away from that starting in the last season where it's like all of a sudden Varys is back from Dorne on the ship. And like, how did he teleport? And like, oh, I need to go talk to Jaime and Cersei in King's Landing, says Tyrion from. And then all of a sudden he's there.
Knock.
Then all of a sudden he's back at Dragonstone. It's like, wait, in the same episode?
How about how they just straight up changed the geography of King's Landing for the service of having a nice open space in front?
Right.
Like all throughout the show that was not there.
Right.
And now it is.
And with the wall and everything. Like, and then, and so, right. And then.
All right.
So like this episode, it's like. Okay, I'm Tyrion, and I'm going to bust Jaime out. Great, which is a real good scene.
Great moment.
Two good actors doing their thing.
Yep.
Kick-ass, Tyrion. You should sit on the throne. Please, God, let Tyrion have the throne. But there's no throne anymore! Anyway, I got
Queen of the Ashes.
So anyway, Tyrion's like, okay, great, we're gonna break you out. And then all of a sudden, everyone's there at the same time, and it's like, wait, okay.
How did...
Like, he smuggled them with... Sir Davos, great, because he said I need you to smuggle something for me.
I was that was the other thing. Like, how did all these people sneak into this city?
Right, all at
so
once,
so easily, all at once.
And then Jaime gets locked out, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's locked out. And then like he gets in anyway. And it's like, what is this weird? And then I really thought he was going to die when he's fighting Euron. And I was like, no.
Can we talk about just the whole shit show that was Euron Greyjoy?
The whole time from beginning to end.
I cannot stand him.
But then
ever.
he got to look directly into the camera and go, I killed Jaime Lannister.
Wasn't that a little weird?
It was like a little terrible.
Like you're like, yeah, I'm the man who did, and I was like, what? That whole thing. Yeah. I wonder if he's in the books at all.
He is.
I'm trying to think of when he appeared, and I didn't know if he appeared like after the books had ended already.
Nope,
he's in the books.
Yeah,
so because he
sucks in the show. He sucks in the show. He doesn't need to be there. It's falling to the show. It's like succumbing to the problem of being a really good show, and like how are they gonna end it to have anybody be happy, but it's like they're just ruining everything. Yeah. Unless it's going to be like something, I mean, I hate to say this, but like something dumb, like John now realizes, like, maybe I don't want it, but I need it.
I don't mind the Mad Queen thing. I don't mind it. I don't think it's necessarily ruining Daenerys' arc. If we'd had more time with it.
Right.
Know?
But it's so maybe, rushed.
Maybe the end of the season will be...
I like the choice.
The end of the season is next week, and it's over forever. Nothing else.
It'll be Bran waking up and realizing that the whole last season was a dream.
It was all a dream!
I used to read Burn Up magazine! Burn Up. See, I made it Burn Up instead of Word Up.
Yeah, I got you.
See what I did there?
Bran just goes... He like opens his eyes and goes, wait. Oh, weird. I was in a coma after getting pushed out the window. Right. Hey, guys, this is what I just saw. Don't let any of this happen.
Right. Yeah.
It's just they're doing a lot of things that don't seem to make sense. Like wiping out people's character arcs is just like, what are you doing?
I'll give you another great example. How many times has Ser Davos said, I'm not much of a fighter?
And then he's
the fuck are you doing leading, in the vanguard of an invasion
in the
most well-defended city on the planet?
Like, with a sword in hand. We don't actually see him fight,
serving
but
his
still.
Queen. He whacked a few people, right? Like, when they were coming in.
I mean, he's fighting for his life, but like, he's always like, I hang out at the back. I don't fight. I'm not a fighter.
I'm the brain. He's Tyrion, but big.
Yeah.
He's the brains. I don't know.
So when they were kind of like promoting... sort of, at the beginning of the episode, this idea that Tyrion is pushing of, like, we can save everybody. And they're kind of, like, making it, which is really, in a way, it's well done. Because, like, it got me thinking, like, ooh, they could have a happy ending. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't think a happy ending would be that good, you know?
I don't think it needed to be necessarily a happy ending.
No,
but like
anybody who's been paying attention to the show is expecting a happy ending.
But in a way, when they kind of present it, here we go. Now this, you know, we could save all the people and do that. Maybe that, you know, clearly they're setting it up.
The way that I saw that was like, oh, Cersei's just going to turn around and
blow
everyone
to smithereens.
Use that for, you know, like as a betrayal. She's going to get word from Jaime about what the plan is. She's going to use that to her advantage and turn things around. Obviously, clearly not
what
happened.
No, she did.
But
I
was like, when they first set that up, when they left that as an option, I'm all, oh, this is where this
that would have been something you would have seen in season 1-4.
Exactly.
I just think it's crazy how they took one of the most beloved people in the show that every single person is rooting for and just ruined it immediately. Like, nope.
In Daenerys?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was the underdog from the beginning and turns into this epic, like, mother of dragons, breaker of chains person who's, like, out to save the world. Yeah. And
then she
burns it to the smithereens for no reason.
It wasn't
out of
sudden,
nowhere.
Though. I don't think it was, like, that out of nowhere.
Seems like it was because they cut everything so short. They stopped giving us 10 season episodes.
But even in the other years,
there's
seasons,
little bits
there's like,
and stuff.
Yeah,
there,
the kind of, like, hint to her proclivity towards ruthlessness, you know.
Yeah.
Here and there, sure. But, like, you still rooted for her.
Murdering civilians, was not on the menu.
Women and children.
Right.
At least that's what I
not
thought.
Even civilians, just burning the city to the ground. Leveled King's Landing. Completely leveled it. Toast. Gone.
Yeah. Toast. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Toast. I mean, well, they hinted at her not being or not feeling loved by the people.
Boo fucking who earned their love.
Exactly.
Yeah. But also hinted at the Targaryens, like, temper, you know, and like
John doesn't have that, does he?
Nope. But at the end of the episode, they're like, you know, she's lost everybody, all her advisors, you know, like all the people that are close to her. She's feeling isolated and lonely. And I mean, I kind of get that, but they didn't really earn that, you know. Like you're saying, they kind of skip past a few things.
Yeah.
But still, if that's the case, what is she going to rule? What is she going to rule? If you burn down the Capitol, you burn down the throne where you're supposed to sit,
then I'll be
she's
going to
go back to Dragonstone and sit there and be like, I'll rule from here. Fuck you guys. But there's no one left. There's
she's
no
got
one there.
She's got the Soul Lead or the Unsoul Lead. And she's got
she has Grey Worm.
Yeah.
The Unsoul Lead is still like, what the fuck? Like, they follow Grey Worm. She has Grey Worm. That is it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see.
Shout out
to
my boy Grey Worm, though, for seeing his leader murdering people and be like, all right, I guess that's what we're doing. And immediately he's on board.
I think he was in on it the whole time. I think that was the plan the whole time.
I thought he was going to, like,
because he looks back at John like fuck you, we're doing this.
I thought he was going to go after John. That's what I thought was going to happen. Like, but, you know, I after that, like, oh, here we go. I got my signal. My signal to, like, unleash hell on everybody.
Good God.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I guess if you're looking at it from, like, who you're supposed to root for, quote unquote.
Right.
From the very beginning, you're supposed to root for the Starks.
Right.
So I guess maybe that's what they're trying to get you back on track with.
And the Starks never waver either. Like, because, like,
they're just honor bound, right?
The Lannisters, like, you hate them all, and then you're like, oh, you know what? Tyrion's pretty good. Oh, you know what? Jaime's not as bad as I thought he was. And so
I never once hated Tyrion. Tyrion's always been my favorite character in the
whole show. But I mean, still, he's at the very beginning, he's still just a, you know, aristocrat Lannister. You know, he's clearly not the prick that the other Lannisters are.
Right.
But, I don't know. He's so likable, though. I never felt
bad about Tyrion ever. Yeah. He's always been my favorite character.
But he still was a servant of the Lannisters.
Sort
of. You know.
He's hated.
Yeah, until
he used his name to get what Tyrion was good for Tyrion. That was it. Like, he never sided with them. He was never like, yes, my father knows all. My father's great.
Right.
Like, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's a dick.
Yeah. The whole time. He's like, my brother's a pompous asshole. Like, my sister's a whore. I get it. Like, from the beginning, that's why it's like, oh, shit, dude. This guy's legit. But I don't know. Like, the Starks are just honor bound and do the right thing.
Win the Game of Thrones.
There is no throne.
Ned has won the Game of Thrones.
Why is that?
I think I've said this on the show before. Ned's the only because the show's always been about destiny. The main sort of through lines and points of the show have been honor.
Yep.
Destiny, and legacy. Who is winning all of those things?
Yeah.
Ned.
Ned Stark is. Which is weird because Ned didn't want it either.
Nope.
And now John doesn't want it, but John's going to have to take it. Or Sansa, because Sansa could do it.
Sansa is, I could see. She's definitely like on my short list, which we should probably think about since it's one episode.
There's one more ever.
Yeah.
Right.
So one more. I could definitely see Sansa.
I can now see Arya
going.
I'm
rooting for the dark horse, Gendry.
I don't see.
I can see Arya sitting on the throne. I'm just saying Arya, like, hooking up with Gendry and being like, yeah, she took what Sandor said to heart. Like, not a lady, but like, this life of revenge and murder doesn't get you anywhere but here.
After she kills Dany, she'll go and.
I don't think she's going to kill her.
John will.
Probably. Or they'll die killing each other or
what
something
happens
stupid.
To the fucking dragon?
Yeah.
How do we get past the dragon?
You know who likes?
Drogon kills her.
Right.
I didn't like murdering all those people, Mom.
Yeah, that wasn't cool. You used me for that.
Not cool.
Like, you said that magic word that makes me blow fire.
I, you know,
like,
I can't
all the while
myself.
He's crying.
I can't control myself when you say that.
Why?
Blow some snuff in his face.
Oh, shit.
Why are you making me do this? Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know. And I guess that's
cologne.
What's cool
what
about
is
it?
It. It's Drakkar Noir. No!
He's like the Winter Soldier.
I just don't know how it's going to end. And I know I'm not going to be satisfied.
I will never be satisfied. And that's the feeling that I've gotten. I will never be now. Satisfied. Because in the first couple episodes, I was like, yeah, you know, I can still find a satisfying ending. And I just don't think they will. I don't think.
And maybe it's just a victim of its enormity.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, it's like, just there's like, no way to, yeah, to win.
It'll never be make. Yeah, you can never. You couldn't. Otherwise, it'd be too obvious. Like, other stuff will be too obvious, you know, and too predictable. So, it'll. Yeah, you're never going to make everybody happy.
On my way over, I was trying to think of how many shows can I think of that have a satisfying ending?
Mm-hmm. The Office has one. Just saying.
The Wire is pretty satisfying.
So here's a
Breaking Bad had a satisfying ending.
Mostly. Yeah. Here's a question. Do prophecies not mean jack squat anymore in this show?
I think that was the lesson the whole time. Is that prophecies aren't what they seem to be.
Because everything else from Cersei's witch prophecy came true other than getting killed by a little brother. Unless you think that Jaime, like, killed her by taking her down to the thing.
Which is the best kind of correct.
I don't know. Like, it just... Yeah. Like, everything else in the prophecy came true. I don't think prophecies
mean dick, really.
So then Danny can...
Unless it's like... Except for maybe the idea of them being self-actualizing. It's like if you have the idea of the prophecy in your head the whole time, then you'll subconsciously make moves that lead to that anyway.
So when she's like, a young woman is going to take over as the queen or whatever and take over your life, and then she sees Marjorie, so she believes that that's part of the thing.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. It just seems kind of a cop-out
to
put a prophecy in there and then have it not come true because... You feel like Jaime needs to sacrifice himself for his sister.
Yeah.
Seems kind of janky to ruin a character arc that was so wonderful and beautiful as Jaime Lannister. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, yeah. Man. Anyway, any final thoughts or guesses?
I'm very curious to see what the internet says about this last episode. Mm-hmm. Sort of. You know,
spoiler alert, they're pissed.
Yeah, exactly.
I was reading it earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not surprised. I'm not surprised.
I'm surprised. I don't know. For me personally, I thought, and I mean, we've kind of touched on it a little bit, but although the dragon fight looked cool, it just seemed like all of a sudden dragon was way overpowered. Like, I mean, the fire breath is like, I mean,
leveling walls.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it did knock out, you know, they did knock out the.
Yeah. A couple episodes, the ice dragon breath couldn't penetrate that small brick that John was hiding behind. But in this episode, Danny's just melting the city.
Yeah. It just, everything crumbled so easily. You're just like, okay. Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
Right. It's just. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what they're just like, yeah, fuck it. Move on to the next project. What do we got?
We got four of them lined
up.
We're
doing a Star Wars next, right? Fuck Game of Thrones.
Getting their hands on Star Wars. Please, somebody else write that shit.
You know, interesting thing. Since watching Game of Thrones and Veep, which I kind of wanted to watch tonight, but I just didn't have time. Mm. But that's the last one.
Tonight was? Or
yep.
Yeah.
The very last episode of that. The series came to an end tonight.
Man, I really want to watch
Chernobyl. It's so funny.
Lindsay was saying
so
she wanted to wait for it to end for us to watch it.
Freaking funny. It's so great. So I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm watching that. And then I decided to watch Big Little Lies like a couple weeks ago, which, dang, I loved. Yeah. Like, it was so good. And then I realized it's like, I didn't have like an urge to want to like put on Netflix, really. And so it made me think about, because normally it's like Netflix, you know, and then I was like, oh, maybe now and then Hulu, and every so often HBO. Amazon Prime, or HBO whenever there was something on to watch.
Right.
But their catalog of shows and movies that are available are always good.
Yeah.
And independent programming, their original programming. Makes me think that, you know, when it comes time to like pare down my services, HBO is really putting a good bid in for, like, keep me.
Yeah.
Get rid of some of that other stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, like, she's been putting on True Blood, and, like, I used to really like that show, so I'm sitting there. I'm not fully paying attention, but I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember why I liked this show. This shit's good.
Yeah,
like,
and the Deadwood movie's coming up.
Right. I'm like, this is good stuff,
Which made me watch more Deadwood.
Yeah.
And I've watched it.
Did you see the trailer for Chernobyl?
Yeah,
that looks.
Isn't that out now?
Some of it.
So, yeah. Is it a series?
I think it's like a mini series.
It looks interesting.
I think it's a mini series.
Yeah, I feel
it?
Like at least the first episode.
I want to watch it, but something like because it's so depressing, I'm not that excited about
it.
But
it does look so super good.
You
just
watched the death of 10,000 King's Landingers. That's
right.
Not depressing.
That's fake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
here's the other thing that
that's fake.
So this is the first time where I've always watched the after the show where the writers talk about why they do what they do.
Right.
And this is the first time I was like, you guys are full of shit. Like, this is full. He's talking about, well, we needed to follow a main character down to this disaster. Otherwise, you wouldn't care. I wouldn't care about, like, the murder of all these women and children. Of course I care. Like, what kind of viewer do you think?
I didn't watch it because I rushed out here, right, and faded to black for the 17th time.
Right.
And I thought the episode was over every single time. And I was like, oh, no, you guys are Lord of Rings-ing me right now.
Return of the King.
I see what's happening. I was like, holy shit, how many times is it going to, like, crumble, fade to black? Oh, no, here we're coming back. Oh, Arya's awake. Okay, wait, crumble, fade to black. Nope, got it.
It stays black, and then an hour later, Prince comes out and does a surprise extra encore, right. Which is when we went to the symphony.
Y'all thought I was gone.
Stick around. Yeah, which used to happen back in the day. It was awesome.
I'm sure, yeah.
So who did they said that following Arya in there was
following Arya is what connected you to the disaster in King's Landing. And I was like, I'll give you that, but I think the crumbling buildings and Dragonfire connected me to it pretty good.
And the battle and watching Jon, who's in the thick of it, realizing, like, what have I done?
Yeah,
like,
what am I a part of?
Like,
yeah.
What am I
Yeah,
done?
We didn't really touch on that too much. But
my stupid honor.
His whole realization that I might have messed up.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't a man of my word.
Oops. Not anymore, though.
Have you thought about lying just
Well,
once?
Not anymore. Like, he's not anymore because, like, literally, like, the plan was, like, if
That's
the
true.
Bells go off, they surrender,
right.
We're done. And
she said,
he tried to stop him.
Right? But, no, don't do it. But, dude, when that bell went off and she got that face of, like, motherfucker, I was like, oh,
there would be no quarter.
I was like, oh, no. Yeah. Meanwhile, where's Tyrion? Is he just standing on the beach still? Like, yeah, well, that sucked.
Yeah, watching from far away. Like, not what I was hoping for.
Well, I'm dead. Like, he knows he's going to die unless something else happens.
I'll give him this. As much as I complain and whine about the writing not being what it once was, the visuals are above board. Like,
oh, yeah.
Way better than they ever were in the show
good.
Ever before.
There was just a moment. Maybe I don't know if you guys like saw it or thought about it, too. Especially coming off of an episode where they're complaining about how dark it was. There was a moment of like really brightness where we couldn't see because it was super bright. I was like, uh-oh.
It's too bright.
Here we go. Yes, and I guarantee you there's probably like, how about that thing was so hard to see because it was so bright. And even if people are being funny about
right.
it. Like
right.
I imagine
that's
going to
be
said.
Yeah,
yes.
That'll be a thing.
That's so
overcompensating now, making it so bright.
Well, I am excited that it's over next week.
We need a new episode, a new segment.
Well,
a Laquisha segment.
Well,
what does Laquisha think about this?
Let's investigate further.
Well, we'll basically just go back to watching real stuff instead of
just Game of Thrones.
But I mean, it's so big; like we have to. We're doing what we have to do on this year's show.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know.
I still haven't finished.
Been so hyped up. We waited a year and a half, and like so far the season has been like, meh.
I don't know.
Like for the most part, like
it's been nice. But if I guess we're holding on to 10 years, it's kind of like Avengers, except
right?
Endgame was super duper good.
Yeah,
and they ended it very satisfactorily.
Well, yeah,
right.
They did.
Weird.
But this is God, man. This is the crossroads of freaking television. And
maybe
movie.
It's probably just the down. It's probably just the suffering TV show syndrome. Where like, how do you end it when people are so invested?
Yeah,
take a year or two more off and wait for George to finish the freaking books.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Anyway, any final thoughts before we wrap it up on this one?
Just to clarify on Chernobyl, looks like the pilot has aired so far, and it airs on Mondays, so I guess tomorrow we'll get a new episode.
And I think there's 4, maybe 6.
I couldn't find it, but yeah.
I
do believe it's a miniseries, though.
Yeah, it does say
double down on my Gendry takes the throne theory.
Yep.
All will be said and done, and people will be looking to Jon to rule, and he'll be like, fuck you guys, I'm done here. Here's Robert Baratheon's trueborn son.
But
King.
He doesn't. They
you guys figure this shit out.
They haven't showed him any like characteristics that would make him a great leader. You know, which is one of
so
the
what?
Things.
They haven't shown that many characteristics of murdering the entirety of King's Landing, but we just
clearly
saw that
it's like,
happen.
We can't, because
so
just
who knows what's going to happen.
It won't be Jon. Like, it just won't be Jon.
Maybe
so
Ghost takes the throne.
Sansa? No votes for Sansa Stark?
It could be Sansa.
She doesn't want it. Because
clearly Joffrey was such a good leader.
Right? Right.
Sansa's always wanted it, sort of, in one way or another.
I think over the years she's kind of grown into it, and I think that's. Remember, I've been talking about like, damn, they show shots of her and she looks so royal and regal.
Yeah,
like that. Like I wouldn't be surprised if it was her because she's also been smart, like really smart about everything. So
I don't know.
I'm gonna go with Sansa. If I had to pick one person right now,
and Tyrion as
her hand
husband,
as her husband.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Maybe
as a little hint at that.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I hope
they'd have a plutonic.
I have no predictions. I have no predictions about what's going to happen. I don't. I honestly
guess.
Don't.
We
I
are
don't
all
have
Jon
a guess.
Snow in this
movie. I just
we know nothing.
All I care about is I hope that Tyrion survives.
That'd be nice.
That's it.
If Tyrion dies, we riot.
I mean, at this point, last episode, he can die. I guess, but like,
I riot.
He's been my favorite character from the beginning.
Yeah, no,
John
the
dies,
very
right.
beginning.
If
yeah,
John
those
dies,
two
right.
guys, those two characters. Yeah.
Anybody
where,
else?
For where
me,
I could
Arya,
have
really
cared.
Arya?
I mean, for, she's grown into being yeah. kick ass and
for
epic.
Me,
yeah.
She's
but,
always been my favorite. Like from the day that I met. Yeah, from episode yeah. one, she's been my fave.
I mean, I like her as a character at all, but she dies. Like she's been chasing death for most of
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, she's
no,
definitely been associated so. Walking hand in hand with death for
where
a long
Tyrion
time.
And Jon. Jon's just so pure and good, and Tyrion is just so smart and perfect.
Yeah.
So I'd be pissed if either of those guys had. I don't know. Maybe Tyrion. I'll say Tyrion. Just because, fuck it. Tyrion's going to
get the throne?
Get everything.
Tyrion.
Because he's been just shat upon his whole life. No one's respected him. Then he'll be the king, and everyone will have to respect him.
I wouldn't hate that.
But I don't think he wants it either.
Not now.
Yeah.
He'll get a taste of it.
Or maybe he'll think,
I can do better.
It'll be the same.
Because everyone's always told him, like you have the right, you have the mind for this, you have the right mind for this, you have the right mind for this. So maybe it'll be Tyrion. I'm going to say Tyrion.
I think Jon fucks off and goes north and meets up with Tormund and Ghost, and they have their own awesome little adventures that we'll never get to see.
Yeah.
Think about.
Yep. That'd be sweet.
That's what I hope
for him. That's what he should.
That's what I hope for him anyway, that he gets to go
live.
They've hinted too much at, like, you have too much of the north in you, the real north. Like, you're
go
not
live.
The guy that you used to be. Like, you should just go.
Spend the rest of his years trying to shake off the image that he kissed his aunt. Sex with his aunt.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Who would have thought that? You know, you're thinking about Daenerys Targaryen this whole time.
Yeah.
She's so fine. She's so fine.
Yeah, well, we'll let you all know what happens next.
Ooh, yes.
Time
Ooh,
when
it's
finally
fun,
over.
Fun.
One more week.
But in the meantime,
Mikey P recommends
Life Expected. It's on Amazon Prime.
Life cool. Expected.
Movie or TV show?
Life Unexpected, and it's television series.
Okay. Life Unexpected. Thanks, Life Mikey Unexpected. P.
Right on.
You rock. Thanks, but with that, let's get out of here. Thanks out there for listening. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge.
Right?
My neighbor's giving me a shirt.
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.